Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, shorthanded goal last night for their first. It's taken from the red line in. Do you have any hard and fast rules of keeping a guy back on the rush, up ice on the power play or not?
Well, yeah. I mean, there always is. I mean, the bottom line is you still want to push the puck forward. You want to get pucks by people. And once in a while, I mean, pucks aren't going to get by people. And especially in this rink when things happen quicker and things are going to happen. And, you know, that's what happened last night.
Rewatched all the goals when I got back to the hotel last night, and I'll be blunt with this question. Were all four of those avoidable?
Yes, and that was there's no question that was the premise of our video today. No, they were definitely avoidable goals, and again, self-inflicted, you know, on all of them, Schulte.
You had said last night in the post game, your guys aren't sensing danger. Well, it's not an excuse, but I went through and your 20-man lineup last night, 1,383 total games played, only 44 in this building. It's like 3%. After last night, it now goes to 64. Going from 44 to 64 in this rink means something, doesn't it?
I don't know, Schulte. See, the bottom line is that you still got to play the way you play, but then you got to make modifications to certain modifications for the rink you're at, especially this one. But again, it doesn't matter if you turn pucks over or if you're not very good on the rush, and if you don't reload well, if you don't have a physical element to your game, if you don't have those things, it doesn't matter what rink you're in. So, you know, these things are critical to have every game, you know, whether you're at home or on the road. And those are just called details and habits. And if you've got good details and habits, even on the road, hopefully, again, you're not going to shoot yourself in the foot like we did last night.
Changed the stats post game. They took their power play goal away. In essence, it was a power play goal. The guy wasn't, you know, back into the play yet. But what did you see about the penalty kill, and especially the 5-minute one?
Well, we were all right there. They didn't score, but we still had there was certain structure that wasn't very good. But we had a good video session on that today, which we're still work in progress on the penalty kill. And so it was good to it's right now it's a small sample size, Schulte. So it was actually good to get some video of last night's penalty kill.
Refresh my mind, the listener's mind. What changes on a 5-minute penalty kill as far as who's out there, how long they're out there?
Well, first off, it's tougher when it's in the second period because you have the long line change. That's the one dynamic. I know Luke Roloff couldn't get off one time. I'm going how long has he been out there? You know, but that's up to the forwards. You got to get a puck deep. And then you got to make sure, too, that we get off quick. So I have a rule on a 5-minute major. I want a line change on every clear unless the clear is on a faceoff. If we have an initial clear on a faceoff, that's one thing. But other than that, I want to get line changes on clears.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. After a game or two, Tom, your lines looked really, really good and, for lack of a better term, set for a while. After a couple of losses, what goes through a coach's mind is to blow the whole thing up? Do we ride it another game? That kind of thing.
I'm riding it right now. I don't mind our forward play right now. I don't mind our forwards play, to be honest with you. I thought they were pretty good last night as well. I mean, we won the grade A battle. There were some scoring chances. Yeah, there's some things we need to do a little different. But I think overall our forward play was not bad last night. You know, we got to improve certain aspects of our game on the back line, and we have to get collectively a little grittier. We have to play a little more determined. You have to manage the puck better. You have to understand danger. Just like I said last night, there was a